Back here on the Mighty 690, it is 8:45. We have Superintendent Dr. Craig Correll, who joins us here in studio. Good morning, sir. How's it going?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you doing?
Hey, doing well. And here we are at the end of another school year.
It's coming up real fast on us.
It sure is. So what's going on here at this afternoon's school board meeting?
The main presentation we have will be from Navitas, which we had hired a couple of years ago for some energy savings. So they're going to come give us a report and let us know how much we've saved using their technology and their skill set.
Okay, very good.
And we'll have a report from our student transportation, and then just some really run of the mill end of the year kind of things, approval of all the school handbooks and some updated board policies.
Okay, well, sounds like it might be a short meeting. We never want to exactly say.
Whenever
that.
I say that, I sometimes jinx myself.
Yeah, well,
but
so
it could be
it,
a
so.
Short, but I think it'll be a very informative board meeting.
Okay, very, very good. So, as we kind of get to the end of the year here, graduation upon us, anything that you'd like to talk about with the listeners here today?
Sure, it's a busy couple of weeks ahead of us with those last 2 weeks of the year. Today and tomorrow, our elementary students who will be transitioning to the middle school. We'll have tours at the middle school so we can get them acclimated to the new building and let them kind of walk around while there's no other students there so they can find their lockers and do all those fun things. Several choir and band concerts going on this week and next. Obviously, graduation is this coming Saturday morning, so looking forward to that. We'll honor our retirees after school next Wednesday at CES. And then the last day of school is a week from this Friday.
That is it's definitely hard to believe that the graduation here on the way this weekend. So now I know that now the transition for we're changing things over again from the sixth graders mm-hmm. going to Roosevelt. Now, is there anything that's going to be taking place this summer to kind of prepare for that at all?
Yes, we're remodeling some rooms and getting new furniture in and all of that. So this year, our sixth graders and our fifth graders at CES will be going and touring the middle school. That way they've all had a chance to be in the school and kind of find their way around.
Sure. I'm going to get accustomed to that. So it will be definitely interesting going forward with that that change and everything. So kind of lines up with the way a lot of districts have gone.
It really is. And we're not doing this just because other districts have done this. We really look at it as an equity issue with the elementary school being so large. It helps kind of shift some of that over to the middle school. And when we look at curriculum purchases for the last 20 years or so are really textbooks are based on K-5. And then you have the middle school series of 6th, 7th, and 8th, and then high school. And it really makes it a lot easier for our teachers to collaborate and kind of be on the same page.
Kind of standardized a few things there.
Yes.
So, other news items here. I know we haven't had to talk much about it here with the pool, but there been any updates from the pool side of things?
There are some updates here. We've been working with the architects on some plans, and we hope to have really the cost built out on that sometime in the next few weeks. We've had some good meetings with the pool committee representatives, and they've been very pleased with how things are progressing. So we're hoping to get that kind of finalized here pretty quick so we can then get a timeline on what that remodel will look like for the natatorium.
Very good. Any other, you mentioned some of the light remodeling there, some new furniture. Any other projects kind of looking forward to this summer, or is it going to be a little quieter?
Not a lot. With the transition to sixth grade to middle school, we're kind of focusing most of our resources on making sure that we get all of that accomplished by August, so we're not missing anything there.
Fantastic. Well, again, it'll be a busy couple weeks here flying on by. I know there's still plenty of student activities and that sort of thing going on. And, of course, graduation coming up here on Saturday.
That's right.
All right. Well, Dr. Correll, anything else before we wrap up?
I think that's it.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you coming on by here, and hope that you have a very good graduation ceremony on the way Saturday.
All right. Thank you.
All right. And we do appreciate Dr. Correll coming on by, and we'll also have that broadcast for you right here on the Mighty 690. That'll be at 10 a.m. here during our last hour of Open Line on Saturday. We do have coming up more of your calls straight ahead as Open Line continues here on the Mighty 690.